Why is the shopping cart always in the top right of the screen?
How do companies predict my purchases?
Why do prices end in 9?
Why do fast food companies use red and yellow in their logos?
Why do restaurants always have one expensive menu item?
Researchers, marketers, and very curious people seek the answers for how we make decisions and how we choose products. ClickSuasion finds the secrets that companies use and shares them with you.
Why do I feel better when I bought the last remaining airline ticket?
How do I make choices based on colors and fonts?
Welcome back to ClickSuasion. This is the podcast where we share behavioral science news. Let's get started. Today is July 3rd, 2019. Work is the new sex. A recent study answered the question of why people are answering emails away from the office and how that impacts employers, employees, and consumers. The researchers on this study are Ashley Gardner, Stevie Pena, Gavin Northey of the University of Auckland, Valisicky Andonopoulos of University of New South Wales, Crystal Sutherland of ClickSuasion Labs, and myself. Let's go over some key insights that we can report on people answering emails away from the office. We know that 4 out of 5 employees are extremely likely to open emails when out of the office. Now, these 4 out of 5 are employees of for-profit organizations. However, this sounds pretty bad. The trend of life over work balance is moving in a positive direction for employee health, welfare, and employee burnout. Now, we say this because 4 out of 5 for-profit employees are opening their emails, but 0% of people in academia are opening their emails. And out of all the participants in the study, less than 20% are opening their emails when away from the office. Now, employees of the U.S. government are likely to send lengthier replies than employees of other organizations and are likely to spend a significantly longer length of time reading each email they open when away from the office. We know that 341 seconds is the length of time that an average government employee is likely to spend reading their email when their out-of-office reply is active. Now, there's employee behavior, there's employer behavior. Now, it all starts from the leadership, who you want to emulate. And we believe that leaders should send emails when the recipient is at work, not at the time that is most convenient for the leader. So let's talk through this a little bit. Let's start at the overall study and let's work our way through the study and the results. So people who work for a for-profit organization are likely to be sleeping with their work. The first thing many Americans do when they wake up is reach for their phone. Their eyes are barely open, squinting to adjust to the blue light, and one finger scrolling through the email received while asleep. When asked, if you read an email immediately upon waking up at 6 a.m., when do you respond? The average and most frequent response was 6:01 a.m. Humorous, but not really. The majority of for-profit employees are sleeping with their careers. Employees are likely to expect their employees to check their email and engage with vendors, clients, and team members when the email is received. Frequency of communication and the ability to respond quickly are desired abilities by employers, including while the employee is out of the office. The out-of-office auto-reply may be turned on, yet the vacationing employee is not really turned off, which signifies an imbalance in the life-work balance and the potential quality of output. Notice how we say life-work, not work-life balance. You and I, us humans, were not placed on this planet to work all day, all night, every weekend. It is life first, followed by work. Now, business-to-business or B2B clients are likely to engage with their emails while on vacation because they have a fear of missing out, a fear of not being relevant, and a fear of losing their employment. Let's talk about life-work balance. In 2013, the American Psychological Association published a press release centering on the trend of being connected to work during what was traditionally the off hours of weekends, holidays, vacations, and sick days. The APA recorded, based on survey research done by the APA Center for Professional Excellence, that contrary to popular belief, many employed adults in the U.S. believe staying connected to work has benefits over keeping an iron curtain between work and personal time. Respondents reported checking work emails on weekends 53% of the time, weekdays outside of office hours 52%, and when they take time off due to illness 54%, and when vacationing 44%. approximately one half. Not a very good number. Now, nearly three quarters of employed adults surveyed said they work in their off time by choice. This survey data begs the question, why are so many people engaging with work when they are not at work? According to the APA survey, more than half, approximately 56% of respondents, said working outside office hours makes their workload more manageable during the week. However, many people, 36%, concurrently reported that the various avenues available to tether oneself to work has also increased their workload. The increasing connectedness outside of work has reportedly made it harder for 34% of employees to disengage their minds from their to-dos at work or even take a break. The feeling of not being able to take a break from work stems from many perceived and salient barriers. As reported in research from the U.S. Travel Association, their publication titled State of American Vacation 2018, the U.S. Travel Association reported that over half, 52% of Americans, are not taking all of their vacation time. Vacation time also represents paid time off or PTO, which means a whopping 705 million days of PTO was essentially donated back to the employers. While the use of vacation time has raised little by little each year for the last 3 years, between 2016 and 2019, there were more unused days in 2017 than in 2016. Interestingly, the study found the three biggest reasons respondents were not taking their vacation: the fear of being replaceable, high workload, and staffing issues. Based on the vacation literature, there appears to be a trend in employees taking some of their earned time off, but using some of that time to complete work-related tasks, perhaps working while one is supposed to be out of the office, is one of the ways many employees feel free to take time off without affecting their workload and employment status. The combination of technology making it possible to work while one is not physically at the office and employees not taking all of their available PTO equates to more opportunities to engage the employees in B2B electronic marketing. Let's talk about life, work, and loyalty. One may wonder if employees are using some of their vacation time and some of the vacation time they use is spent working, why would those employees have any motivation to engage with B2B electronic marketing? According to the literature, creating brand love in your B2B consumers will create the bond and motivation required for a consumer to engage. For over a decade, researchers have been studying the complex and oft-changing demands, desires, and expectations that feed consumers brand love. The definition of brand love varies by study. However, the definitions all suggest that brand love involves an intense emotional and behavioral connection of a brand by its consumers. And that connection motivates them to invest more resources, time, energy, money, communicational, personal endorsement, and loyalty than they would for lesser liked or lesser preferred brands. The dynamic construct of brand love is thought to be achieved through inciting passion-based behaviors in consumers, finding ways to integrate the brand into a consumer's individual and social identity, and the values consumers believe give life meaning, instilling a positive emotional bond between the consumer and the brand. Brand loyalty. When a consumer integrates the objects or services a brand offers into their personal and social identity, thus establishing their brand love, the consumer is practicing what is referred to as brand identification. In other words, consumers are internalizing, integrating, and overlapping the values and image behind the brand with their own personal values and image. As such, many of today's consumers develop brand love with organizations that go beyond high-quality customer service or products, and also work hard to project as ethical, community-oriented, involved in the welfare of their employees, as supporting companies with those qualities that increase the emotional payoff and connection for the consumer. While many brands seek to make their values and positive actions explicit or public, consumers also draw conclusions about organizations via indirect routes, such as interacting with employees, which can impact their brand love. For the scope of this research, the authors sought to understand how often employees were checking emails when their out-of-office reply was active. which is an indicator of employees being engaged with work when, theoretically, the employee should be engaged in other spheres of their life. Research and results. Emails were sent to 21,115 people during a four-month period, which commenced December 2018 and concluded April 2019. The recipients' behavior and engagement with their emails were measured with several behavioral science constructs. All recipient emails in the study were privately owned by for-profit organizations, not-for-profit organizations, or government entities. Personal email clients such as Gmail accounts, Yahoo accounts, or AOL email accounts were not included in the study. Here's what the study found. 81% of people did not open their email when their out-of-office reply was active. 19% did. This is phenomenal. This is a great approach. So at face value for the entire study, the majority did not open, which is a good problem to have. Now, as we break it down a little further into segments and categories, we know that the people The percentage of people by email domain who opened their emails when out of the office were those with a .com email, so a @business.com, 75% of those people opened their emails. 0% of people with a .edu domain opened their emails, so not one person in academia opened their email. 5.7% with a .org, 14.2% with .gov, and a 4.7% with anything else. Now, we know there's a difference between weekday and weekend responses. We know that the significant majority of people responded during the weekday, which was more than 3,000, and less than 1,000 responded on the weekend. Now, we look at weekend opens by email domain. The .com domains, 87% or 87.1% of people with a @business.com domain open their emails on the weekend. And the remainder drops pretty significantly, 6.5 for .org, 4.6 for .gov, and less than 2% for everything else. Weekday opens by email domain. So if you are out of the office on a Monday through Friday, a traditional workday, 90.7% of people with an @business.com domain open their emails. That is a significant amount of people reading their emails when they should be relaxing with their friends, family, a book, or doing whatever makes them happy that is not work-related. So the average time people spend viewing emails varied significantly between the domains. .com, .org, and other were all approximately the same. But then those with a .gov email, significantly higher. The average length of time a person spent viewing an email from a .gov domain was 341 seconds, which kind of tells a story about communication preferences in government entities. Let's also say the average character count in the reply. So if you reply to that email, the average character count per email for .gov was approximately around 500, and the next highest was .orgs, which was a little higher than 2, .com around 200, and then other was a little less than 200. So with this data, of course, there's recommendations in the study. Employees of private industry are more likely to open their emails when the out-of-office reply is active because of their fear of missing out, their fear of not being relevant, and the fear of losing their employment. The three fears: fear of missing out, fear of not being relevant, and the fear of losing their employment. There are two significant factors to consider when seeking a life-work balance solution. First, employers should create a corporate culture that supports a life-work balance, not a work-life balance. Secondly, the employee should identify small, attainable, and sustainable lifestyle changes that remove work from their living space. Behavior change is challenging. Many people resist change, and resisting change is natural to human behavior. It's a heuristic for the majority of people. Let's talk through small, attainable, and sustainable. The larger the goal, the more likely a human is likely to fail. Goals should be easily attainable to reduce cognitive and physical taxation. For example, typing emails after work hours and saving the emails to a draft folder to send to the following morning isn't a solution to the work-life balance problem. However, this approach is a stepping stone in reducing the number of replies a person might receive after hours. Being attainable, the goal should be designed in a manner that is achievable. For example, At ClickSuasion Labs, there is an email policy of 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., which means that emails are permitted to be sent between those 12 hours, that 12-hour window. Emails outside this window are likely to encourage late work hours or taking work home. A 12-hour window to send emails is sustainable because the average workday is 8 hours in length. This goal gives the end user a 4-hour window of changes in work schedule. Sustainability. The goal should be completed over and over again. Otherwise, we failed as leaders to create a happy and healthy employee. Replication is key for employees to maintain behavior change. Think about those New Year's resolutions that we never accomplish. Employees in academia, primarily those with a domain hosted with a .edu address, are significantly less likely to open their emails. We know that 0% of people in the study with a .edu address open their emails when their out-of-office reply was active. Bravo, academia. We have a lot to learn from you. A consumer of B2B products and services is willing to open their emails while their out-of-office reply is active because they're into one or several of three categories. Number one, loyalty to the brand. Two, fear of missing out. Three, fear of losing their employment. Or four, fear of not being relevant. A business-to-business organization is likely to be grateful for this client's business and loyalty. However, the B2B organization will be happy to receive the same business during the following business day, during business hours. Clients of B2B companies are encouraged to avoid purchase decisions while away from the office. The three fears, missing out, loss of employment, and relevancy, are likely created from a corporate culture that is focused on immediate returns and short-term benchmarks. Additionally, it is possible a previous employer created these three fears for the employee. The burden of reducing these fears is the responsibility of the current employer and the current leadership. Lastly, the majority of B2B organizations, B2B clients, B2C organizations, and B2C customers prefer to collaborate, partner, and purchase from an organization who treats their employees as team members and family. As a leader, do you treat your employees as the same way as your grandmother? This is Work is the New Sex, a recent study by ClickSuasion Labs and Michael Barbera, bringing you news from ClickSuasion Labs, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
Thanks for listening to ClickSuasion. Subscribe to the podcast, read our research, and get in touch with us at ClickSuasion.com. You can also find us on Twitter with the handle @ClickSuasion.